God, we want to thank you for this wonderful opportunity again to be at the foot of the cross, to learn of your empowered words. Father, we ask that we'll profit by the words today in Jesus' name. Lord, in case there is any foundation that is faulty, Jesus, you can repair foundation. You are the sure foundation. Lord, establish us in your kingdom today in Jesus' name. Strengthen our foundation and build us up unto yourself. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We are looking at the foundation. The foundation, and it's obvious that because there is a part one, it means there are other parts to it. And our memory verse is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse 3. Psalm 11, verse 3. Can we go together? 1, 2, 3. Psalm 11, verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Can we go again? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Praise the Lord. Maybe before I say anything about it, we just read our text, which is in Psalm 11, verse 1 to 3. Praise the Lord. I think that's a very powerful version. He said, the foundations of law and order has collapsed. Maybe, let me read another version here. He said, in the Lord I take refuge and put my trust. How can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For see, the wicked are bending the bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may furtively in darkness may shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the unyielding righteous do? Or what has he, the righteous one, wrought or accomplished? I like this amplified version again. In other words, when the foundation is wrong, he says, the righteous cannot accomplish much. How does it relate to us? Exactly. So, 2 points. The first thing is this. As believers, children of God, who want to disciple people, we have to make sure that the foundation is well laid. Because a lot of people actually come to Christ and they don't know what Christianity is all about. They know of the jumping ups. They know of the funfair in churches. They know of the dancing. They know of the singing. You get what I mean? But a lot of people don't actually know what Christianity entails. They know about the blessings, but they don't know what it's all about. So the foundation is very important. So it's saying to us, when the foundation is faulty, the righteous cannot do anything. So if we disciple people, we need to let them know. We need for them to lay the right foundation. And that takes me back to the second stanza of the hymn we are going to sing today. You know, Let's read that word there. He said, why should I complain of want or distress, temptation or pain? He told me no less. The heirs of salvation, I know from his word, through much tribulation must follow their Lord. So a lot of people are not even, they are not aware that there's going to be tribulations for the children of God. That is going to be, if you look at Romans chapter 5, that in suffering we are meant to serve him. It's not just cosiness. So the foundation is very important. So please, as we go to disciple people, we make sure that the foundation is on the word. Secondly, a lot of times foundation has been laid based on the person of the pastor, on the person of the on the organization of the ministry, or on the wrong person. So it is the charisma of the leader that people, no wonder people, a lot of people get disappointed in the Christian race. And that is why when they see somebody slip up, it is easy to fall back yourself because you get disappointed. Because the right salvation, the right foundation has not been laid. The right foundation has not what? Been laid. So it is very, very, very important. And thirdly, as a church, if the right foundation has not been laid, we are going to have misplaced priorities. Not only are we going to misplace our priorities, we are going to mislead people. And when storms come, as we read, that Jesus did not tell us it's going to be anything less than, tribulations. When storms come, people will go away because the right foundation has not been laid. And I pray that if there is anything faulty in our foundation, the Lord will repair it today in Jesus' name. Because if it is not repaired, we cannot go forward. Whatever is built on it is bound to be destroyed, is bound to collapse eventually. So if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The righteous will become helpless. That's why you see somebody, if they've been given the wrong doctrine, when they come, you'll just be banging your head against the wall. You'll be saying, can't you get it? Can't you see what I'm seeing? Am I the only one seeing this? Is something wrong with me? Because the right foundation has not been laid. And what is a foundation? What is a foundation? So it's the starting point. Yes. So foundation is a starting point. What else can we liken foundation to? Is the load bearer. So if the load bearer is not strong, it will not be able to bear much load. What else can we liken foundation to? We say is the first thing. So the first principle, what is most important, the first thing to know, and so on. We say it's a load bearer. What else can we liken it to? Okay. So it's not just a load bearer. It ensures the survival of the rest. Because if it's faulty, every other thing will collapse. So, in other words, the survival of the rest also depends on it. So if it is not strong enough, other things will not survive. And I'm sure we can liken foundation to many things. And of course, there are many types of foundations described by the Bible. So we are going to quickly take a look at some of those foundations. Can we go to 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 17? First Kings 5:17. Praise the Lord. So at the king's command, something happened. They brought stones. They say great stones, costly stones. So they didn't just make it of any stone. So good quality stones. Here it says, the king commanded, and they hewed and brought out great costly stones in order to lay the foundation of the house with dressed stones. So, it wasn't just an ordinary stone. You know, of course, there are different kinds of stones. If you remember rock formation, you know, there are different kinds of stones. And that's why some of them are so brittle. You just take some, they break into pieces easily. You take some, the type that the Bible describes as flint, these hard stones. So they went and hewed it and carved it and dressed it costly. They didn't use cheap materials. Do we try to do Christianity on the cheap? Just make it easy so that, you know, people can come in. Just make it easy so people can come in on the cheap. So people can come in. And they don't really know what they are coming into. That's on the cheap. I'm not saying we should, as people will say, drive people away. You know, by saying fire and brimstone. But the truth about the matter is that if it is written in the Bible, it is worth knowing. So, Christianity on the cheap. Costly stones was used to build that foundation. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 19. Praise the Lord. What kind of foundation? Good foundation. So in other words, if you are looking at, I don't know how many of us have built before from the scratch. You see, after they put the stones inside, to start with, this is back in Nigeria, we use bigger blocks than the small blocks here. You find out that next to the foundation, what do? They put the 9-inch blocks. Not the 6-inch blocks. They put the 9-inch blocks, which are broader. You know, so they're able to hold more weight than, you know, just the 6-inch narrow blocks. So in other words, there are good and there are bad foundations. So if it is not well looked after from the beginning, and you start to build on it, we'll have a good foundation in Jesus' name. It's not just our salvation. It's everything about us that we do that requires good foundation. That is why we insist. You know, some of us were not born again before we got married. I'm one. Some of us, you know. But those who say they know the Lord, we try to encourage them that they build good foundations. So it's not just about salvation. I mean, it's still part of it. But that everything we do in life, that we lay good foundation. You know, is it at work? How do you get your promotion? Do you destroy other people? Do you pull them down in order to get up? So what kind of foundation do we lay? It's so crucial that we know there are good foundations and there are bad foundations. So we read, was it 1 Timothy 6:19? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Praise the Lord. So there is solid foundation, not jelly foundation, not foundation made of jelly, you know, not foundation made of something unstable. So the foundation has to be solid. That is why we see instability in some Christians' life. In James chapter 1, he talks about the unstable man. He said he's unstable in his ways. He's like the wave of the sea, tossed to and fro. He said, let not such think that he will receive anything of the Lord. So the foundation has to be solid. Not, you know, it should not depend on feelings. It should not depend on when it is good, when miracles are happening, when we are giving testimony every day. Oh, then the Lord is good, you know. But when we are still waiting on the Lord, he's still good. So solid foundation has stability. It's not the one that, you know. Where I work in Northern, you know, one of those bridges that you hang, you know, with strings. You know those bridges that you hang? They have, they don't have pillars under them. But they use string. It's part of the, you know, this engineering stuff. So there's one river in Northern. One day I tried to cross that bridge. It was very windy. And the thing was, you know, before I could get halfway, I had to run back. Because it was so unstable. It's a big bridge, fairly big for that river. I don't know if you know. Is it Avon River in Northern? I think they've got a similar bridge in, is it Sydney or something like that? I'm not sure. You know, the one that you use strings to hang and you hold on to something. Yeah. You know, if you're not careful, they are a bit unstable, you know. So, solid foundation. Solid foundation. Let's look at Luke chapter 6, verse 48. Some of the references we may have to look at home. Praise the Lord. So there's a foundation that is made of rocks. Rock. Jesus is the foundation. You know? So rock. It's different from foundation made of sand. When we don't use the appropriate materials, you remember I started out by talking about a lot of people making their foundation the person of, say, their pastor, the person of the preacher, you know, the organization of the ministry and so on. Because these individuals have limitations of their own. When things go wrong with them, things tend to go wrong with the followers. I'm sure you remember Reverend Jones of Jonestown. You remember him? Reverend Jones of Jonestown in America. Yeah. It was basically a cult. How many people died with him? About 1,000 people. Poisoned themselves with cyanide. You know? Because the foundation was not Jesus. The foundation was the personality of their pastor. And so when his brain went haywire, everyone followed him until they met their destruction. They all took cyanide and died there and then. That is why it's so terrible if we don't lead people to Christ, but lead people to ourselves. You know, we have to be careful whose word we preach. Make sure it's not our word, but the word of the one who has sent us. foundation is crucial. And there are many, we can go to many other places. Let's look at Romans 15, verse 20. Romans 15, 20. There are many things we can look at. He said, thus my ambition has been to preach the gospel, not where Christ's name has already been known, lest I build on another man's foundation. But the thing there is this. I keep telling us that the work of the Christian is not in the church. Praise God. You know, because people who have come to church, they already believe in a way, to a degree. That's why they have come. The work of the Christian is out there. How many people are we discipling? How many people are we talking to about Christ? It's out there. It's not people who are already in that we should, you know. I mean, thank God. When we come like this, what we are doing is to help polish each other to be where God wants us to be. Because the Bible says, no one says Jesus is Lord except the Spirit of God moves him. Except it's directed by the Spirit of God. So that you have come to church shows that you have an awareness of who God is. You may not be where God wants you to be yet. And so, through the refining power of the word, God takes us to where he wants us to be. But there are people out there. You know, I went to visit somebody the other time, and he was telling me, he said, you see, in church, I don't know, you see, people in church, we cannot. He said, they are human beings too, even the priest, they are, he was giving explanation and giving excuses as to why things should be happening. And I said to him, I said, thank God that I'm sitting side by side with you and you have opportunity to explain to me. I said, there are thousands out there. Nobody has been able to explain to them. All they know is that when their disabled relative was kept in custody of the church, that the people who were supposed to look after them had abused them. That's what they know. And that's what is left in their memory. And I know a lot of people whom I work with who have gone to boys' schools, Christian schools. And because of some of the experiences they had, they say, oh, I won't go to church again. So it is very careful. Is it very important that the right foundation is laid? So if the foundation be destroyed, let me quickly read here. I say, everybody has a past. That is, we all have a foundation. The past dates back to the time of our foreparents, some of whom were involved in ritual killings, kidnappings, and so on. If you look at every culture, they've gone through, if you look at their history, they've gone through periods, you know, paganism and what have you. So, the wrong foundations have been laid in many instances. And many of us, when we started our lives, we've laid the wrong foundations. Until we come to Christ to lay another foundation and start afresh with him. So, it is possible that even after we've laid our foundation, the foundation could be corrupted. You see, the foundation could be destroyed. And that's the essence of why we're having the discussion this morning. So it is very important that we make sure that our foundation is not, you know, is not corrupted, is not destroyed. Let's look at a few places. I mean, we've already seen Psalm 11 verse 3. It said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? No wonder the Bible says, tells us that it is very difficult to bring back those who have already known the way of the Lord. And they decided to go out of it. Because what happens is that their foundation becomes corrupted. Their foundation becomes destroyed. And so when you talk to them, they said, look, I've been there before, I've done that. I know it, yes. You know? And it even happens also amongst us. Before you say, somebody will tell you, that was not the way T.D. Jakes preached it. That was not the way Joel Austin preached it. That was not the way so-and-so preached it. You know, when he preached it, it was so powerful. It was so this. It's the word. It's not the drama about it. It's actually the word. If we are not careful, our foundation can become corrupted. It is very important. Let's look at Psalm 106, verse 6 and 7. Psalm 106, verse 6 and 7. Praise the Lord. Please, the Bible has not said it expressly, but I'm just drawing inference from it. Since we are looking at faulty foundation. David was looking back and looked at where the ancestors went wrong. You know, where they went wrong. And of course, by implication, what happens is that some of the things they experienced was as a result of where they went wrong. So their foundation became corrupted. So let's look at some of the things that they did that sort of corrupted their foundation, their understanding of God. They refused to remember. They forgot. They will not remember the strong arm of the Lord with which he delivered them from Egypt. Rather, the Bible says, he said, our fathers in Egypt understood not, nor appreciated your miracles. So when we don't appreciate the power of God, it's a recipe for corrupted foundation. They did not earnestly remember the multitude of your mercies, nor imprint your loving kindness on their hearts. I like that. So, if we don't imprint the loving kindness of God in our hearts, the things, the great things he has done, then we can easily be swayed. We know what an imprint is. Good. So, he said, your loving kindness on their hearts, but they were rebellious and provoked the Lord at the sea, even at the Red Sea, when they started complaining and said, look, do we say that there were no graves in Egypt good enough for us to be buried in? Why did you bring us here to be destroyed? They refused to trust the Lord. So unbelief. 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 It's one major thing that can destroy foundation. You remember even Moses with his walk with the Lord. What God actually said when he would not speak to the rock but struck the rock was that God said, because of your unbelief, he was not going to get, he did not get to the promised land. We will get to the promised land in Jesus' name. We must never allow our foundation to be corrupted. Psalm 106, 6 and 7. Can we read verse 19, 29? Our time is up. 19 says, they made a calf in Horeb and worshipped a molten image. So, that one of the things they did, they worship another god. We worship money, position, fame, what have you. And then verse 29. Thus they provoked the Lord to anger with their practices, and a plague broke out amongst them. And then Lastly, let's look at Exodus chapter 23, verse 2. Exodus 23, verse 2. Praise the Lord. I think that is powerful. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil. You know, let me give an example. For example, say we do something in our church and we find out that it is not right. You know? And then we say, but that church, they do it in that church. They do it in that other church. Those people also do it. These other people do it. That person does it. It does not justify it. Say, do not follow the crowd to do wrong. Do not follow the crowd to do what? To do wrong. It's a sign of faulty foundation. Do not follow the crowd to do wrong. So, because there are many people on that side, we want to be on that side. Because many people are saying so. After all, you are not the only Christian. Are they not also Christian? Are you saying your own Christianity is superior to their own? You are self-righteous. Are you saying you are better than them? Even Pastor John, even Pastor Moses, even Pastor Abel, even Pastor So-So does it. That is not good enough explanation. Praise the Lord. Do not follow the crowd to do evil. Nor shall you bear witness at a trial so as to side with a multitude to pervert justice. Praise the Lord. We're talking about foundations. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're saying that in order for us to be able to fulfill God's call upon our lives, the foundation has to be right. The foundation has to be right. In conclusion, now that we have learned about the various foundations that exist and the danger that can follow if the good foundation becomes faulty, it is only wise to give allowance for the only true foundation who will help us to overcome all possible dangers on our foundation and Christian life. The questions, the answers are obvious from the bulletin. The answers to the questions are obvious. Do we have any question? Do we have any comment, something we're not clear about, something God is laying in your heart? For 1 minute. The foundation. Okay. Can we just rise on our feet and pray? You know, you are the best judge. You know how your foundation is. We said foundation can be corrupted, they can become faulty. When you first came to Christ, you know what your focus was. Now, what is your focus? When you first came to Christ and the word of God was burning within you, you know the way you do things. But now, what is your attitude to the word? Can we just speak to the Lord this morning and say, Father, lay an eternal foundation for me. Jesus is the eternal foundation. Ask Christ to lay an eternal foundation for you, the one that cannot be corrupted. Father, lay an eternal foundation for me, the one that cannot be corrupted. I don't want to journey with you to a point and then miss it. Lord, that you will forever be the focus. You forever be the focus. Let my own interest become narrower while your own expand in my life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, let us pray for... You may know somebody who is struggling at this point with their Christian work. You talk to them and they say, forget about it. You know, that used to be in those days. What is the relevance now? And so on. You know somebody who is struggling? Can you just lift them up to the Lord? That the Lord will help to repair their foundation. Or you know somebody who used to burn for the Lord, and for one reason or the other, their foundation has been corrupted. So it becomes important who you listen to. It's not just enough that somebody is a Christian. Somebody who comes, each time they come, they have something, they are not helping to build upon that foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Can you just begin to lift them up to the Lord? That God, in his mercy, will help rebuild their foundation. That God, in his mercy, will help rebuild their foundation. Lord Jesus, you know. Oh, yes, Father. We just lift up these ones to you, Lord. Help repair their foundation, oh Lord. Because you do not have desire in the death of a sinner, but that they come to repentance, oh Lord. Thank you, King of Glory. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the words we have heard. There is a need for us to be built upon the foundation, which is the sure rock, Jesus Christ. Lord, in any way we have been deviating from him, Father, bring us back in Jesus' name. Establish us, O Lord, like the hind limb, O Lord, strong and stable, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' wonderful mighty name. Amen.